Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It's 3:26. Joining us now is Laura Olivan. Laura's the tobacco control manager at the Minnesota Department of Health, which put out a study today that said vaping, no, it's bad for you. Laura, welcome to the program. Laura?
Hey, Laura.
Yes.
You've issued a warning, right? Tell us about this warning. What should listeners know about vaping?
Well, the Minnesota Department of Health issued a health advisory warning about four cases that have been reported at the Minnesota Children's Hospital, four cases with adolescents that have severe lung injury and who have also reported that they have been vaping.
So what did the vaping cause in the children? You said severe lung injury. I read a story about a lung collapse. Did it cause that? Did it cause a disease? Is it permanent damage?
Well, I'll let Children's Hospital speak to that. They're characterizing it as severe lung injury. And what's interesting about this is that when the youth came in, they might have presented with symptoms indicative of pneumonia. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have to be so careful with these cases.
Just for our listeners, the health officials did say they suffered shortness of breath, fever, cough, vomiting, and diarrhea. So if you're experiencing that could be due to your vaping.
That's correct. So, but after ruling out all the kind of pneumonia-like diagnoses, we're left with the fact that the youth all had been vaping.
Why is vaping so dangerous for us, Laura?
Well, really, we don't know what the long-term consequences of vaping are, but we know for sure that it is not safe for youth, and no amount of nicotine is safe. So for youth, as their developing brains are growing, we know that it can impact learning, memory, attention. It can change the brain chemistry to increase long-term susceptibility to addiction, not only to tobacco, but other drugs and alcohol. But now we're spending a little more time looking at what's in the aerosol that they breathe in and is emitted. And the CDC reports ultrafine particles can be inhaled that deep into the lung, flavorings such as diacetyl, which is a chemical linked to serious lung disease, volatile organic compounds, cancer-causing chemicals, and even heavy metals such as nickel, tin, and lead.
Yeah, just looking at the Juul website here, the formulation in these vaping products, glycerol, propylene glycol, natural oils, extracts, benzoic acid. And so we're pulling that into our lungs. What message would you have to people that are vaping, or maybe their kids are vaping or their parents are vaping? What is the overarching message right now from the Minnesota Department of Health?
Thank you. No amount of nicotine. Youth should not be vaping. There are long-term health consequences that are severe. Parents need to be engaged to have conversations with their youth. Doctors need to be screening all their patients for vaping. Schools need to be engaged in increasing awareness that this is a dangerous activity and the full long-term consequences are unknown.
Thank you for not pulling your punch.
This is a serious situation, and we all need to be taking action.
Laura Olivan, Tobacco Control Manager at the Minnesota Department of Health. Thank you for getting us up to speed, Laura.
My pleasure.
I took I copied the article. I sent it to all three of my children. I said, do not vape ever, period.
There is no safe alternative.
Let's just be done pretending that this was a safer alternative. Let's be done pretending there aren't any bad consequences. We don't know them yet, so just don't do it. Just be done. Quit smoking. Be done. Now we know.
Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.